Thank you for calling Craft Video Membership. My name is Yumna. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Walter, 92024.
Thank you, ma'am. And if you'll please fill out that email address for me.
Twalt, T-W-A-L-T, 3, at gmail.com.
One moment, please. All right, ma'am. You said P as in Peter, W-A-L-T as in Tom, 3. Is that right?
No, it's T as in Tom at the first one.
Apologize for
T.
That.
That's okay.
All right, ma'am, and if you'll please verify that mailing address.
648 Shanice Lane, Encinitas, California, 92024.
Thank you, ma'am. And what can I do for you today?
I just noticed that I have a 79 and change charge on my credit card from Crafty, and I didn't purchase anything. So I just wanted to know what's going on.
I don't see a charge under this account email address, ma'am. Perhaps you have an account under a different email address, if you could give me that.
It could be twalt at roadrunner.com.
Moment, please. It's under the same address, ma'am?
Yes. And I think last year I bought my sister a membership when it was still Blueprint. So I'm wondering if maybe they just automatically renewed it, which I don't know how they could because it's no longer Blueprint.
Just a moment, ma'am. I have a few accounts pulled up. And what would that name be, ma'am?
Linda Dawn.
Linda Dawn.
For $79.99 is the charge, and it was posted on 12/27.
Yes, ma'am. I see a couple of accounts. I see a Thomas, a Mary, a Terry, Teresa. To Mary.
I might be Terry, Teresa, but I wouldn't be Thomas or anybody else.
Okay.
Are all those at my address?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Are all of those at my address?
No, they're not really showing an address.
Okay.
Just one more moment, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, maybe you can give me the first name and last name of the account that you bought this membership for.
Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Dawn, D-A-W-N.
Okay, one moment. No, ma'am. Can't seem to pull up anything under Linda Dawn. How about her email address?
Let's see. Let's look it up. Okay, her email is, I don't know if this changed, but it's ldon91977@gmail.com.
ldon91979177.
So 91977.
All right, under that I see an account under 1630 High Ridge Road.
Yes, that's her.
No, that account was not auto-renewed. I just see it as a regular account.
Why am I getting a bill?
I'm not sure, ma'am. There must be another account. We can try a few different names that you think this account could be under. Whenever you're ready with those first name and last name, ma'am.
It would either be Teresa Walter or Terry Walter.
How do you spell Those Teresa, ma'am?
T-E-R-E-S-A.
Okay. Let's see, Teresa Walter. Nope. Okay, let's try Terry, T-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
Nope, not under this one either, ma'am. Okay, any other emails it could be under, ma'am?
Did I give you twalt at roadrunner.com?
Twalt at what, ma'am?
Roadrunner.
How do you spell that?
R-O-A-D-R-U-N-N-E-R.
Roadrunner.com? Nope, nothing under that, ma'am. Any other email?
I don't think so. T. Walt, there's one. T. Walt first. T. Walt, the number one, S-P, at Gmail. I don't see anything there.
So you said T. Walt, the number one?
Yeah. And then S-P, like first.
F-T as in F as in Frank, T as in Tom?
No, S as in Sam, T as in Tom.
T Walt, 1ST, is that right?
Yes, at Gmail.
No, ma'am. Okay, let me try something else. Okay.
There's a number next to it on my account. But it just means it says license LIC 763-577 1200 MN. But I think that's just craftsy information, right?
Just a moment, ma'am.
What's the phone number?
So I'm gonna try this one through Craftsy and see what I can find. Okay, your sister's name, ma'am, you said is Laura or Lauren?
Linda Dawn.
Linda mm-hmm. Dawn, okay. It's not Linda Dawn Sherb, is that right?
Pardon me?
It wouldn't be Linda Dawn Sherb, is that right?
No, that's correct. It's not her.
Okay. And what is your name, ma'am?
Teresa Walter, or it could be under Terry Walter.
Teresa.
But the only emails I've been receiving from Craftsy is, you know, join again, and we miss you.
You don't happen to have an email with Yahoo?
No.
Okay. And it's not that. I do apologize for that, ma'am. I'm really trying my best to find your account. Thank you. No, ma'am. I see an address for this one under Melbourne, which wouldn't make much sense. Okay. In this case, ma'am, what I'm going to ask you to do, since we can't locate an account, and I do want to refund you that $79.99, so if you could send us a screenshot or a picture, just somehow stating that you were charged that amount, so that we can give it to the department and they can refund it for you.
Okay, so how do I do that?
I will give you an email, and you can send it to that email.
So, okay. Okay, I think I can.
Whenever you're ready, ma'am.
So it'll have transaction, but it won't have, I guess it could have my name on it without divulging anything. Just 1 second.
Yes, ma'am. Are you ready?
Not yet. Hold on. Sorry. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. That email would be craftsy, C-R-A-F-T-S-Y, at program. -director.net. Would you like me to repeat it one more time for you, ma'am?
Yes, please.
Craftsy, C-R-A-F-T-S-Y, the at symbol, program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M, -director, D-I-R-E-C-T-O-R, period, net, N-E-T.
Okay. And then just include the little screenshot from my bank account,
ma'am.
And that I was charged, and you couldn't find anything.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
If you could explain that in the email, yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Yumna.
Can you spell that?
Y-O-M-N-A.
Y-O-M-N-A.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I want to add a few comments to your account, so I'm going to pull up that address one more time, just so that. And which email will you be sending them from?
I'll be using the twalt3 at Gmail.
All right. I will add comments to that account so they're able to see what's going on. Is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
No, that's it.
All right. I apologize for the inconvenience, and thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.